Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside Boy Scout Nathan Butler about his Eagle Scout project. This is part two of a two-part interview. So now tell me a little bit more about yourself. Like, how long have you been in Scouts? What school do you go to? That sort of thing.
So I go to Highland High School, just Riverside, Ainsworth, and then that's been in, started at Riverside Elementary, been in the Highland District my whole life. As far as Scouts goes, I joined in 2009, was in third grade as a Bear Scout, and that was when our Cub Scout pack was just getting back into the swing of things. So I was one of the first, I think, six boys in this sort of era of Pack 235. With Cub Scouts, it's Pack with Boy Scouts as a troop. So I was in Cub Scouts up until sixth grade when you switched to Boy Scouts. And so I've been in Scouting, Boy Scouts for 6 or 7 years now, plus 2.5, 3 before that in Cub Scouts.
So what made you want to continue this far with Boy Scouts? Because I know that Eagle Scouts are pretty rare nowadays.
That's a good question. It's, I think, just a combination of things. Our Troop 235 is pretty, it produces a lot of Eagles. A lot of the boys that are in it are motivated to go all the way to the end, all the way to earning their Eagle. So it's part of that culture of the troop. It's, Boy Scouts in general is just a fun experience with the guys that I do it with. Very youth-led organization, our troop is, with, you know, all the leadership positions are elected. When it comes to campouts, it's us leading it. We do what we want, which is how Scouts is designed to be. So it's the fun of that that's kept me in. As far as advancing all the way to Eagle, that's a tough one. I mean, it's just a very, like you said, it's a rare rank to achieve and a very prestigious one. But it's definitely doable if you've got the time and the effort to put into it, and it's a great achievement to have on your resume for the rest of your life. So yeah, I guess kind of a combination of the culture, the other stuff. Sorry.
So you mentioned about the timeline that you're looking at. So Assuming that everything gets up and it's all installed like that for Trekfest, when will you be able to become an Eagle Scout after that?
Well, that's a little bit more variable. On top of the Eagle project, there's several merit badges you have to earn, I think, for several Eagle-required ones. And so that's on top of the project. So I've got, I think, two merit badges left to earn for Eagle. And so those are also going on simultaneously with this project. But in theory, those are also done by the start of summer. They have the possibility to go on, but I have until my 18th birthday in December to get this finished up. But we want to get it done far beforehand. Earning the rank isn't just completing all the requirements as far as earning merit badges and doing your Eagle project. There's also letters of recommendation that need to be written, and actual review board, a board of review, where you meet with members of the Scout Council in our area. The Hawkeye Area Council is what I'm part of, and that's Eastern Iowa. But I'll need to meet with members of that board for the Eagle Board of Review. And once that is over, that would be when I would officially have the rank. Hopefully by the start of next fall, we could say.
Well, is there anything else about the project or Scouts that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
Well, I'd say join Scouts if you're interested, if you like the outdoors, if you like making new friends. There's several troops around in our county and the area. Of course, I'm going to advertise for Troop 235 a little bit in Riverside, but I know Washington has troops, and there's a Kelowna troop too. So pretty much each town has one, or there's one close. Look into it. It's a lot of fun. You'll learn a lot of new skills and make a lot of new friends.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nathan Butler. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.